You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophet which were before you. I just want to remind you today of this counsel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There are certain things that if you are not intentional about knowing them, about living them, living them in your life, you are likely to run foul of those things constantly. The natural tendency when people persecute you, when people speak falsely against you, particularly when you are doing what is right, when you are the one that is seeking for things to be done properly, but people are against you, people do not understand that your intention is that things be done properly. So they speak against you, they gang up against you, they do all manner of things against you. Tendency is that you will become depressed, you may become bitter, you may become sad, you may become withdrawn, you may even be questioning God and say, why me? Why is it always me? But look at what Jesus said. He said, blessed are you when men shall revile you. When they shall revile you. When they shall say, what are you saying? When they shall be against you and persecute you. They are not just going to revile you. They will actively go against you. They will actively go to destroy you. And then shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Have you heard that before? That people will say things against you falsely. Look at Joseph. Potiphar's wife said he wanted to rape me. And everybody believed that Joseph attempted to rape his boss wife. Now, they kept on going about saying such evil. Imagine if Joseph had become depressed. But look at the instruction of Jesus Christ. See, you must be very careful not to walk in the flesh. People say, oh, but I'm human. You are not human. You are a new creation in Christ. Except you are not born again. Stop saying I'm human, I'm human. You are a new creation in Christ. You can do all things. The same you that we quote and say I can do all things through Christ. Then you will now say I'm human. Which one should we now believe? He said rejoice. If it was impossible to rejoice in such situation, Jesus will not tell you to rejoice. The reason he says rejoice is because it is possible. So that means that your reaction to persecution, to accusations, falsely, is determined by you. It's not something you don't have control over. You have control over how you react when people do something against you. Your reaction is determined by you. Your reaction is controlled by you. So, and because there is grace now in us, because Jesus is in us, we can rejoice. He says we should rejoice. But you know, that's the situation that we don't rejoice. That means that we are living in disobedience. If I tell you now that Jesus said, if you look at a woman and lust after her, you have committed adultery, you will agree with me. You say that's a sin. But if I also tell you that he said you should rejoice, but instead of being rejoicing, you are depressed, you are sad, you are bitter, you are complaining, you are irritating. Now, if I say you are disobeying, you will say no. But you are disobeying an instruction. He says rejoice. That's the instruction of our master. He said, and be exceedingly glad. Can you imagine that? Don't just rejoice. Be exceedingly glad. How can you be depressed when you are exceedingly glad? Look at how we react. Brethren, you may not have control over situations that happens to you, but you have control over how you react to situations. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us to say no to ungodliness. Grace enables us to react to situations the way we ought to react to that situation. So, two things he asks you to do. One, rejoice. Number two, be exceedingly glad. Let people be asking you, what is it that is making you happy? Can you imagine? Do you know the picture that is coming to my heart? You are dancing, you are singing, you are just rolling on the floor. And people are like, what happened? Did you win a lottery? You say, no. I just heard that people were backbiting me. Do you know how people will look at you that what's wrong with this person? But that's exactly what Jesus said we should do. Be exceedingly glad. Some of you today, you are going to dance to Jesus. You will dance. Once this 5 minutes daily devotion end, you are going to sing. You are going to dance. You are going to rejoice because the obedience will start immediately. Our obedience must be promptly. You have been sad. You have been depressed. You have been betrayed. Some of you have been sitting on the bed crying. Now Jesus is saying to you, rejoice. Do you want to disobey your master? No. So you are going to dance today and rejoice and be exceedingly glad. He said, for great is your reward in heaven. He didn't say your reward on earth. Some people say, no, there is nothing in heaven. God created us here. But Jesus said, great is your reward in heaven. He said, for so persecuted they the prophet which were before you. That means you will not be the first and you will not be the last. It's not something strange that is happening to you. Don't think it's happening to only you. Don't think your own life is difficult. Your own life is different. It's full of challenges. That is how it has always been with everybody who identified with Jesus. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.